Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's Fanker First Responder Day today.
Yeah, big part of the show, shouting out their efforts of our first responders. They're quick on the call, do some great work. I was just sort of thinking, I haven't had a lot of run-ins with first responders. I've been very lucky that way. My one sort of, brush with the police, that sounds like I've been in trouble.
It does sound. And you said you're one of them. You sound like you're a renegade.
No, I just remember when I was maybe 13 years old, living at the house we were at, we had a bit of a... Probably a pretty normal security system in the house, set the code, ring the alarm. But I think there were a couple of times where I would come home from school, not realize it was on, or just forget and set it off.
Very easily done.
Shakes you up a little bit. There was one time I did that. Get home, school, normal time, set it off, quickly punch in the code, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I'm thinking, hey, it's after school, I've had a big day, let's get comfortable. Not in like a weird way, but just like a way that everyone can sort of appreciate. Sometimes you just want to take your pants off.
Yeah, totally. As soon as you get home.
Hang out, man. Just vibe. No one else is home. And I probably went off to the kitchen to grab a snack. I'm sort of coming in and I'm doing a little bit of dance. And then I see the two police officers standing outside the back window, staring in through the glass.
Oh, no.
Answering the call as they should be doing, very quick on it.
They did the right thing.
And they were like, now, do you live here? And like, little scared teenage me in trouble, not wearing as much clothes as I should be in front of the cops.
Oh, that's such an easy situation to get into. I even did it here. Luckily, though, I responded quickly because I've walked in, heard the alarm start going off, ran back outside, and then had to wait for someone to come and put their coat in because I didn't have one yet. But I responded quickly enough to avoid that being a bad situation.
Well, that's what I want to know. Who responded too quickly? Grateful that the police were so quick on it. But yeah, it was a little bit fast for me. So we'll put the call out. If you got a story, 858-23931. Matt from Loxton, who responded too quickly?
I did, because I was sitting down with my ex-girlfriend at the time, and she had this really emotional look on her face, and I went to suggest that we should move in together, and she said, no, it wasn't that. She wanted to break up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Matt, that's terrible. How do you respond to that?
I don't actually remember how I responded. It was all a bit of a blur, but I remember ending up at a bar later that night.
Not surprising, really, is it?
There's no coming back from that.
Well, eventually I tried, but she wasn't interested. So, yeah, that didn't work out, but oh well.
Oh, well, we're so sorry to hear, Matt, and hopefully it's all up from here.
Well, I hope so.